Welcome to Sun Podcast with me, Loretta Fina, where we support, understand, and notice things in our lives to live more fully. It's almost the end of 2020, and as we all know, this year has been tough. But we make it through it all, so I would like to say congratulations to all of us. Today, I want to talk about discrimination in marginalized people, those who experience extreme human rights violations, and who have problems in getting their voice heard. We are aware of what happened earlier this year, George Floyd's death in late May 2020 that exploded the Black Lives Matter movement. This incident is recognized around the world, and because of that, many people took action to defend marginalized groups, in this case, Black people. This event also raises awareness of Indonesian people of what had happened all this time within the country, that is, the systemic racism that occurs in Indonesia, especially against Papuans. This is today's topic, Veronica Koman, the savior angel of the Papuan people. You see, Indonesia is a country rich in culture, and people with various ethnic backgrounds spread all around the country, including the very eastern part of Indonesia, where it is dominated by Papuan indigenous people. Papuan people have been the victim of human rights violations in Indonesia, and most of the cases of human rights violation there have never been completely resolved. Even the Attorney General Office gave the impression that the violations lack strong field evidence, although in fact, many witnesses still remember the incident very well, and sometimes the victim's voice is not heard. There are many worrying cases happening to Papuans, according to Amnesty International Indonesia. From unfair legal processes, information access restrictions, unfit living conditions of the Nduga refugees, violations of the right of association and assembly, to extrajudicial killings and arbitrary detention. There are other cases such as discrimination against Papuans living outside Papua, such as experienced by Papuan students living in Java. They experienced racial discrimination which led to the conflict and demonstration in Papua in August 2019. But even after all that happened, it seems like every violation will just eventually turn into impunity. They started to lose hope in the government. This is where Veronica Koman came. She is known as an advocate who gives legal pro bono service, especially for the human rights issues of Papua. She is the kind of person who does not hesitate to confront the government. Her courage is inseparable from her track record of education and career in human rights advocacy organizations. Her name has appeared in the last few years, in addition to often voicing loudly in the media about human rights violations in Papua. Veronica often assisted Papuan activists in dealing with law enforcement. For example, according to Adi Idom from Tirto.id News, at the end of 2015, on behalf of the Legal Aid Institute in Jakarta, she accompanied two Papuan students who became suspects because they were involved in a riot with the police during a demonstration demanding freedom of expression in Jakarta. Her activities to defend Papuan activists have continued until now. Looking at her history, Veronica Koman is an international postgraduate student from the Australian National University, or ANU. When she came back to Indonesia, she decided to join the Jayapura-based Human Rights Lawyers Association for Papua, or PAHAM, P-A-H-A-M. With the association, she dedicated her time to focus on Papua issues. Papua has been heavily discriminated against. Oftentimes, most Indonesians, including the government, do not consider Papua part of Indonesia. They are underestimated and mistreated. Veronica Koman has been in the public spotlight through her advocacy and her active posting on Twitter and other social media. She regularly shares recent information about the situation in Papua, her opinion, and responds to the attacks she got from doing her work. In one of her posts, she admitted that she was asked by the government to return the scholarship money worth more than 773 million rupiah given to her by the Indonesia Endowment Fund for Education, or LPDP, for her postgraduate education in Australia. In response, she stated that she is ready to be exiled by the Indonesian government if her activities as a Papuan human rights defender were deemed not pro-Indonesia. She said, "With pleasure, I am ready to be disposed of by the Republic of Indonesia. Give me to Papua. We also have pride," wrote Vero on her Facebook page. To me personally, what she has been doing is something that can open many people's eyes to what is happening and why we should not be afraid and remain silent in fighting discrimination. This is also a perfect example of what public relations can do and give impact to the society. Jeffrey Morozov stated that public relations professionals have an anecdotal awareness of the difficulties nonprofit organizations, or in this case that we're discussing right now, marginalized communities, experience when attempting to communicate with their respective audience. In addition, according to Michelle Clark, there is an opportunity for public relations to work directly with the law. Through established aid facilities in providing pro bono services, PR can facilitate a voice for those who may otherwise remain unheard, particularly when competing with powerful organizations. What Veronica Common did and still doing is a form of public relations and legal pro bono work for marginalized communities. Through this, she showed intersections that is happening that was once something people rarely heard of, or even unheard of. Clark also suggests that pro bono can play in facilitating PR obligation to serve society by ensuring as many interests as possible that wish to contribute to the flow of communication and debate have the opportunity to be represented, thus enabling a greater justification to the claim of public interest. Through her advocacy and constant information update on social media, people gain awareness and knowledge of what is happening. The action taken is beneficial not just for the Papuans, as they get more support from others, but also for the citizens as they gain information on how the government has been handling the situation. According to Professor Jane Johnson, this is called enlightened self-interest, an ethical theory that suggests that a person can serve their interests while also benefiting society at large, their local community, or other individual. Veronica Coman did what she did because she cares about Papuans, and it is something that she is interested in doing. And while doing so, she benefited others as well. All in all, pro bono is a form of community service by working with the public interest. But what is good for one person may not be good for another. Based on Professor Jane Johnson, in order to achieve that, different interests need to be acknowledged and considered. This is the case with Papuans in Indonesia. I believe that public interest can be reached only if they are included in the discussions, so that the right changes can be made. Veronica Coman and many people around the world are working to give voice to the minorities, to be able to express their concerns and to be heard, and to stop mistreatment from happening to one another. So, are you with them? What are your thoughts about pro bono work? Is it the way to go? Should PR be doing more pro bono work for the communities? Let me know what you think. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, support, understand, and notice new things every day. Keep the sun shining. See you next time.